gotten more people into the salt burn cult than I than I'd like, and yeah.
Oh man, well I mean I might check it out. Check this out. There's a place called Juicy's Cheesesteaks. Mm. How do you feel about that? Yeah.
I am A-okay with that.
Yeah, does it make you feel a certain way?
A little bit.
Oh my god.
All right, roll the damn intro. We're recording.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. You know the drill. Salmon ruts, blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
Today, talking about a plane or something.
God, so enthusiastic. Yeah, so we're talking about planes and things. You know?
Planes, trains, automobiles, all that jazz.
Well, I mean, in fact, well, one, it's just in general interesting, right? But, like, as someone who plans to travel a lot this year,
says the guy who's been saying that for, like, 5 years now.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Shut up, okay?
And I'll see it when I believe it.
Regardless, you know, things are happening in plain news.
Yeah.
And it's interesting enough I wanted to talk about. In more corporate lameness, I guess, as a response to everything that's been happening. Spirit Airlines, you guys know Spirit Airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lost like 75% of their value because of things that are happening, right? Spirit's the meme flight at this point. Like, it's kind of a joke if you actually get your flight on. One, if your flight takes off, and if your flight does get to take off, it's a meme if you actually land where you're supposed to go. But apparently, they tried to like partner with JetBlue. Like, they tried to like get either bought out or merged with JetBlue, and the government was like, "Haha, no, fam." And so they went and like they lost like $14 of stock value, in one day, and that's a bit of an issue when your stock is only like worth like $20 a stock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so plain news.
Plain old news.
The biggest part of what like spawned this whole thing, right, was I saw a clip of it. Because, you know, that's the most, when it comes to accidents and like things in the news, that's the most prevalent way you're going to get it is someone on the scene recording a TikTok.
Of course.
So there was a flight on Alaska Air. I was trying to look up the details of like flight numbers or something like that, and I couldn't find it, ironically, because everyone's talking about the aftermath. But essentially what happened is, the plane took off, right? It's a Boeing 747, I think. Because Boeing has a lot of problems with planes right now. But it took off, and before they reached cruising altitude, right? I think they were 16,000 feet in the air.
Okay.
The emergency door. I'm not 100% sure. But essentially, either the emergency door or next, you know, nearby the door, basically blew off the plane.
God. So isn't Boeing supposed to be like the best in aviation manufacturing or whatever?
Yep.
God.
So from what it turned, what eventually turned out was it was like some loose bolts and screws was what caused it. And
is that on Spirit or is that on Boeing?
That's on both. It's on Boeing for design, and it's on, and it, this isn't Spirit. Spirit was just the hot top sword. This was Alaska Air. It's on Alaska because apparently there were multiple inspections, and it was like flat. They were flagging something with that particular part of the ship, and they just didn't do a damn thing about it.
Wow.
So I will say, no one.
Everyone responsible from Boeing to Spirit should lose their jobs.
Partly, yes, I agree with you. The one thing I will give Boeing credit for is because of that, one, they've paid massive fines. So, you know.
Oh, they absolutely should.
And they've pulled all of those ships, or not ships, those planes, the 747, that particular model, everything.
They absolutely should. They're trying to fix everything. They absolutely should. Whoever's responsible for the design flaw should lose their job. Should never be allowed to work in aviation. I'm sorry. If you can't do your job right, then you're out of there.
You're losing your six-figure job over screws and bolts.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the miraculous thing, right? And ironically, this has taken over the main part of the story, right? So no one got hurt, right? Everyone was fine.
I imagine that was, like, incredibly traumatic, though, for the people on the plane.
Yeah, like, I'll send you the videos, because the videos are wild. The one I saw was, like, from someone who was probably, like, 10 rows back from the actual hole. And it just looks batshit crazy. Like, they're just flying, and there's just a giant hole in the wall.
Wow.
It's like, huh. All right, then. But yeah.
And so, like, so these are people who are just on the plane. They just decided to record TikToks when they for all they knew, that could have been their last moment, which I guess
It's more of a documenting thing of what's happening, and then they post it online, you know, later. Kind of situation.
Just for that. Okay, yeah, all right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because, I mean, the millennials were like it a little bit, but Gen Z, you know, they document every moment of their lives. That's just
and I think, you know, I mean,
that's what it is.
If you're in a situation where this may be your final moment, so you're not sure, like, obviously you're going to want to document in some way so that they have record.
Yeah, exactly.
So it does make sense. It makes sense. And well, so did they, so how, and you probably were going to get to this, or maybe you already said this and I missed it, but how long were they in the air while that was going on?
It's not long, because they weren't even at cruising altitude yet.
Okay, so they had to make, like, an emergency landing, I guess?
Yeah, so they ended up diverting. I think they either circled back or they diverted to another airport, like, nearby. But, like, yeah, like, so they, it could have been so much worse if, one, they were at cruising altitude, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because then you have people out there, you know, literally moving, right? Because luckily, though, everyone, for the most part, was buckled in. Conveniently, yeah. The reason no one got hurt is the row where the side of the plane blew out, it was empty. There was no one sitting in that row.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Right. And so this is the fun. So this
perhaps is, it was an inside job. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess by rules of comedy, I think they said 9/11 is supposed to be funny now. So, I don't know. I'm with you. Whatever.
Well, I mean, it's I don't know. It's just so bizarre to me. I'm not actually trying. It's just what a coincidence. Yeah, totally, I can't.
It's such a weird situation.
But then, and that's very fortunate that nobody was there.
Yeah. And, like, Boeing now is under a slew of issues, right? Like, this is the one I want to talk about, but, I mean, I was trying to find more information about it. And straight up, the first news piece is a cargo plane caught fire mid-flight. And it was another Boeing 747.
A cargo flight caught what? Fire mid-flight?
Mid-flight, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But luckily, it was a cargo plane. So, like, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I don't know. 2024 just has not been polite to aircraft.
It's just, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, for people who aren't aware, right at the top of the year, you know, Japan had their huge earthquake and tsunami warning, and then they had a plane crash where a passenger plane flew into a Coast Guard plane and killed the people on the Coast Guard plane on board. It was just like 4 or 5 people, I think.
Yeah.
But everyone on the passenger plane survived. So it's like, it's been a rocky start for 2024.
Yeah. People on planes. Well, did they, the plane that where people survived, like, did it, did they have to, like, did it have, like, a water landing or something? Or how did that, what, or was it to?
For the Japan one?
Yeah.
No, they survived, because when they landed, they crashed. They were landing and crashed into another plane.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I'm guessing that was probably a much smaller plane, so it didn't really have much of an effect. Correct. Okay.
Correct. And for all we know, they could both be Boeing planes. We don't know about that.
God, yeah.
But so back to the whole the hole in the plane story. So this, ironically, it's been an interesting twist, right? So, you know, obviously, a hole gets blown out in the side of a plane. And,
yeah.
Luckily, no one flies out. But a lot of people's things do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, anything that's not locked down is essentially going to get blown out of the plane.
Well, shit, yeah.
And so, one of the things that's found is an iPhone. Okay.
When you say found, like stuff that flew out of the plane?
So, yes. So, what happened was someone's iPhone flew out of their hand while they were flying.
Oh, wow.
And was found by someone on the ground.
Boy, that's got to be the most shattered screen you've ever seen.
Here's the catch. It was still on.
Wow.
It was still working.
Wow.
Not a scratch on it.
Oh my God. How?
And the weird thing was, like, it was still unlocked to the email the person was reading when it was found.
This is such a bizarre story on so many levels.
Exactly.
So, like, somebody was just walking, like, on the sidewalk or whatever, and they just found an iPhone on the ground, and then I guess, like, they did the right thing and tried to... Okay.
Well, so there was a little more context. So, essentially, what had happened was once the news, or once people started seeing, you know, the hole being blown out, and, like, people were talking about it, you know, people were figuring out, like, okay, what's the flight path of this plane, right? Where is it flying?
So people actually went on a hunt to find.
Yeah, they were just trying to find what they could find, right?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So
someone found the iPhone, like under a bush on the side of the road.
Wow.
And I think what they ended up finding is like the charger, because like it was, you know, being plugged in charging or whatever. The charger was broken. That is the part that broke.
And, yeah, it makes sense.
That was found like in someone's backyard or something like that nearby.
So I guess, oh wow, I guess it sounds like, hold on one second, let me put in my password. My screen went blank again, sorry.
Rude.
I know.
You don't just casually tap your screen to make sure it doesn't do that?
I forget. Anyway, so I guess the phone must have like landed, so it sounds like it landed in the bush maybe, so that's, I guess that's why it wasn't, you know, must have broken its fall, I suppose.
Something like that. That's what I'm thinking. But so the weird, so obviously, you know, like, I mean, literally, if you type in, you know, Boeing plane hole, you know, whatever, right? Like, all of the headlines are the iPhone that survived 60,000 foot fall, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, Apple's gonna be is totally in love with this, right?
Oh yeah, they'll probably.
But here's where it gets even weirder. Right, the true spin of the story, and this is what I hear now on the internet more than I hear from people who are like, "Oh, I was in this plane and it literally got blown out." Right?
Yeah.
It got blown out like Khloe Kardashian on a Friday night.
Oh my god!
Is people will try to figure out what company makes the phone case that kept that iPhone safe?
Oh wow!
Like legitimately. And I found out who it was. It's a Korean company. I don't have the exact name off the top of my head.
And is it like, is it actually a good case? Because I mean, it could just be like.
It's like a $30 case.
Is that? I don't know. I don't really pay attention to cases. Is it
a phone case person? But I think it's I think it's a. What is the super popular case that is like.
OtterBox?
Yeah, I think it was an OtterBox, like an OtterBox variant.
Okay.
But I just know it was this Korean company because immediately I was like, okay, with this news that when they figure this out, the stock is going to go way up. So I was trying to buy like shares of the company.
Oh, that's smart.
But they're not on the NASDAQ. So
oh, that's too bad.
I know. I was so disheartened. I was like, I'm getting it. I'm going to get this. So, yeah, yeah, that's a wild story.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll bet you anything that, like, Apple... let me take that back. I'm not going to bet you anything, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let me reframe this. I wouldn't be surprised if Apple, like, contacted them and they're like, hey, can we have that phone and put it in, like, some kind of museum or something?
Oh yeah, I would not be surprised. Either a museum, they're gonna use it as marketing material. Like hell. I mean, I would pay so much money if I was a company to that person. Just like, hey, I want your phone because we made it. Like, hook me up. Come on.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that'd be a really fortunate payday.
Right. But yeah, like if you really want to dive deep into this, just check, like, go on TikTok or on like Instagram and look for the videos, because the videos like make this just, you know, it's so insane. I thought it was fake when I first saw it. And I do know now that like a lot of the customers are suing Alaska Airlines because of it, you know, rightfully so.
Absolutely rightfully so. And they should, you know, get every little bit they can from them, from Boeing, from Frontier, Scott.
Alaska.
No, but oh, it was Alaska. I thought you said something about Frontier.
No, Spirit was what I was talking
Spirit.
About.
Spirit.
We've got to turn to the market.
Oh, but that's not okay. So that's it was. You were just saying that you were just saying, oh, they're the meme airline. That has nothing to do with this story.
Yeah, no, they have nothing.
Oh, okay, all right. Sorry, Spirit. Didn't mean to throw you into. Yeah, Alaska and.
Oh, it's not enough. You can throw them into anything.
Okay, whatever. You're back in the line of fire then.
Like the joke is, if you fly Spirit Airlines, you're literally going to become a spirit on Spirit Airlines.
Why have they had like a lot of crashes or something?
They're just very, very unreliable.
I thought it was just that they were cheap because they charged you for everything. I didn't think it was actually like.
Nope, it is. Yeah, very unreliable. Okay, this is interesting. Vamp for a second. I'm reading something.
All right. So I was playing this game called Blackthorn.
Okay, would you fly a Boeing 747?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, here we go. This is interesting. So I'm not going to get... I'm going to try and like reframe this a little bit to not get into complete technicals. But this article is from a... they interviewed a like an aeronautics expert. And they talk about why, in particular, Alaska Airlines is not responsible for the blowout of the door.
Huh.
So it says, why is Boeing and not the airline responsible? It says, under U.S. federal requirement, the number of occupants in an aircraft and the seating arrangements determine the number and placements of emergency exits. Airplane manufacturers build fuselages with enough openings to accommodate all the doors that might be needed. If airlines choose to use the highest density seating arrangements, they need to use all of the openings for actual exit doors. But not all airlines pack the seats in that tightly. On those planes, some emergency doors are not needed. So as it turns out, this one was just not needed. In the case of the Boeing 737 MAX 9, God, that's a name. Boeing 737 MAX 9. The door plugs are fitted by Spirit, but Spirit Aero Systems.
Oh, wow. So Spirit is involved.
Yeah, so Spirit apparently is back again, and they're involved. In Kansas, which is the supplier of the airframe to Boeing. The final assembly of the aircraft is carried out at the Boeing plant in Washington. Quality control checks are done at Spirit Aerosystems, and then another round of quality checks is done. These include a high pressure test, you know, and a bunch of other tests. So basically, essentially, Boeing should have flagged it because they also continue doing like routine maintenance checks and all this kind of stuff. And so Alaska essentially just like leases out the planes from Boeing.
Oh, so they don't actually have a way to test it.
I'm pretty sure they do. It's like, if they don't, that is just... Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they do. Because if they don't, that is just a dumbass like business model.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I would say it does sound like responsibility was more on, you know, Boeing. But I also don't... I'm not sure if I see how Alaskan Airlines is can't be held responsible if they have a way to. I mean, I guess unless it's not up to them to check these things as thoroughly, and like, I'm guessing if I'm understanding this right, like,
yeah, if it's not up to them, they like that's a lax in governmental guidelines right there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, and or maybe not what I'm saying, but that's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. Like, I'm guessing. So because the plane wasn't packed as tight, they didn't test all the doors because they didn't need to. I don't know. I guess I'm not crystal clear.
Yeah, it just sounds more confusing than it needs to be.
Sure.
But that is just an interesting point. I wanted to bring it up because it is also one of the breaking news flags that they're talking about this, because obviously sure. now we're getting into like just litigation and, you know, guidelines, territories, and all that fun crap, all the fun federal, you know, bullshit.
Oh yeah.
So, and we won't see any changes to that anytime soon because, you know, the government is too busy trying to pass a budget, so it doesn't shut down. So.
Oh boy, it's good luck flying anytime soon.
Hey, you know what? Let's come on. We'll fly on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 and we'll record a podcast in the air. Why not?
Oh my God! Yeah, my fear of flying has been growing lately, and this does not help. Maybe I'll just take a train.
You know, I've always wanted to take a train. I've never taken like a train as an adult, I guess you could say. I think I've done like a wine train once, but like for any terms of travel, you know.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to. Like for some reason, I want to like. You know, take a week, hop on a train, go through like the mountains in Colorado.
Oh yeah.
And like drink lots and lots of coffee and work on like a story or something.
Yeah, I guess my only thing is, you know, I'd like to, and also trains are not completely accident free either. They're, you know, those.
Oh, don't get me started about the derailing trains in Ohio.
Oh boy, yeah. Just don't go anywhere.
Yeah, they just build radiation into the ground and all that fun stuff.
Oh God, yeah.
That's another thing. Obviously, I'm not going to get into that, but like, if you want to terrify, so if we didn't do a good enough job at scaring you away from planes, if you want to scare you away,
definitely did for me.
Look into that story of I think it was in Ohio. It was last year sometime. Of like the trains derailing and spraying porn radiation into the community, like it's a whole thing.
Well,
travel, am I right?
So you still thinking about traveling a lot this year?
Hell yeah, I am. That's not going to stop me.
Are you just going to?
Anything, I'll get a viral TikTok out of it.
Yeah, are you going to just arrive via airdrop?
You know what? I'm going to pull a Oh my God, I was gonna make a Star Trek reference. Never mind. Screw it.
Pull a data?
Yeah, I was gonna pull a data and just like beam myself somewhere.
I mean, that wouldn't be specifically pulling a data, that would just be pulling a
whatever. Just shows how much I don't understand about Star Trek.
You can always take a shuttlecraft, or a runabout as they later call them.
You wanna know how much I'm immediately turned off by Star Trek?
How much?
I'm going through my books, right, on Audible.
Yeah.
And I realized I had not, I didn't finish reading or listening, because, you know, arguable if listening to an audiobook is actually reading. I didn't finish listening to Will Wheaton's autobiography.
Yeah.
And I remember why, because I started it, I listened to it for like 3 minutes, and then it was talking about his experiences in Star Trek, and I immediately turned it off.
Well, what are you expecting? I mean, like, what has he done aside from Star Trek?
I know.
And he may have. I think he's very much a big Star Trek guy. So
I know. I like it what he does now. This is like, he got on my radar because he hosted one of my favorite YouTube channels back in the day. And now he like I like his like nerdy, you know, reading style. So I listen to a lot of books that he narrates. He does a lot of things with the author's name is Jason Solek?
Jason Statham.
Yes, it's Jason Statham. Jason Statham is now a award-winning artist. But he definitely narrates a lot of like the, you know, geekier or nerdy like sci-fi book storybooks. He does a very good job with those. Like, as far as like interplaying all the characters and whatnot. So he definitely like made another career out of just, you know, narrating, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Know, his autobiography is just too long. Like, I think it's like a 34-hour listen, and I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I think I got like 20 hours left. I've listened to enough about your story for Star Trek. Let me get a chapter guide and skip around. So the real question: would you fly in a Boeing
737
again?
No. I mean, maybe.
It's fine.
I mean, maybe we'll see.
I mean, that's just a product line, you know. There's a bunch of, you know, just not a maybe not a model. Was it 9? Something like that. Whatever the model is, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's all good.
Let us know, listeners. Are you planning on doing more traveling this year?
Yeah.
And if you're flying, you know, and you have a viral moment like that, send it to us. Post it in the Discord. We'll spread it around. I don't know why. I just gave a giggly bitch there for a second. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's just who you are.
You know, you're not wrong. Okay, well, do you have a rack, or you want me to wreck something?
I've been watching a lot of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. I could wreck one of those.
Didn't we talk about that already?
Maybe we did. We may have.
Okay, well, here, I got a wreck now that I'm sitting there
thinking. Yeah.
Since this will probably come out after the last episode recorded, if you want to play more Xbox things, my recommendation, play Microsoft Flight Simulator. Learn how to fly.
Oh God.
That way you can crash them yourself if that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, become a pilot.
Exactly. If there's a problem in the industry that you're not happy about, you learn and fix it. That's how it is. I hope we inspire all a bunch of different pilots to take the mantle.
It could be. Just like Star Trek inspired so many people to become engineers and, you know. And
I think we need to cancel Sam. I'm just saying. I think he needs to be canceled. I talked about slavery last episode, but I think he needs to be canceled.
Good luck, like we have any listeners.
Alright, fine, fair, whatever. Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. With whatever it was. And we'll catch you next week.
Yeah. Alright, ta-ta for now.
Ouch. I pushed the wrong button.
Rude, you just